want to say who to everybody and welcome to Rock the Vote Native Style here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I'm always excited and happy to have my co-host, Nancy Bolio, up in the deep north. Nancy, welcome.
Well, hello, Robert. And again, thanks for having me. So many opportunities, you know, being your buddy like this in this beautiful movement that we hold, you know, in a good way. I am excited to be in the space and share what we need to know, especially when it comes to showing up and how do we show up. And I guess part of that is, well, let's talk about our candidates. Let's talk about our census. Let's talk about getting registered to vote and showing up to, you know, these events and spaces on online and in person in a safe COVID way. And just this last Saturday, we had an event at the Rail River Folk School in Bemidji, Minnesota here, and we had some awesome candidates. And I was really inspired by the commitment they made to wanting to learn and the conversations we had throughout our time together that day. And Jeremiah Lean, it was the first time I heard him speak, and I was really impressed with him. And Dan Jourdain did a great job. We had also some non-Native relatives that are running for bigger seats in the state. We had Rita Albright, our Bemidji mayor, and she is running for Senate District 5. And we know with Rita that we have disagreed on some of the issues, but we feel that there's room to work towards progress and understanding. And so there's a lot of work to do. And I think, you know, just by showing up and putting these people out there and reminding our relatives that we need to vote for candidates that align with our values. Because, you know, I'm outside today, Robert, there's this hazy sunshine, and it reminds me, it's screaming climate justice.
Yes.
And if we can continue not to show up and vote, we're going to get stuck with all these representative and candidates that don't align with our values, and they're going to support pipelines and mining and everything that goes against Mother Earth. And, you know, we need to start protecting that, and that's by showing up voting and then showing up for civic engagement in a healthy, productive way. So I look forward to registering our people. We're on the verge of getting out this week and door knocking. So again, my relatives, don't run and hide from us. We look like you, and we want to have that conversation why it's important to vote. So, yes, thank you again, Robert.
Well, that's great. I want you to stay on. We got a pack-filled show going on today. And, you know, I want to get going right away on it because we have Sally Finday with the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, and she's on the line. And we have she has a very important message and update to give all our relatives and allies all over Turtle Island. Welcome, Sally.
Hello, Robert. Thank you very much for the opportunity today. I'm going to do a little bit of a disclosure. Today I'm going to talk about Native Vote Alliance of Minnesota, and Native Vote Alliance of Minnesota is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization. So we're not going to talk straight politics, but at the end here I'll go ahead and give some personal opinions. But first off, Native Vote Alliance of Minnesota is an organization that was founded in May 2nd of 2006. However, the first Get Out the Native Vote operation or campaign here in Minnesota took place in 2004. We have had lots of interest, and lately a lot of people have been contacting me and letting me know that, you know, they want to volunteer to help. The purpose of Native Vote Alliance of Minnesota is to mobilize and empower Native people in Minnesota as a collective voice through civic participation while embracing our cultural heritage. I think one of the things that's most important for us here at in the Leech Lake Tribal Lands is that most of our precincts in the Tribal Lands are mail-in ballot precincts. So we've been at this mail-in ballot since, gosh, I think it was probably around 2006 or so, when the counties went ahead and took away our polling sites, especially in communities like Ball Club, which is a large population of Native Americans here in the Tribal Lands. When you talk about Minnesotans who are Native American, we're talking about 88,000 people who are voting age in 2020. And about 44% of them reside in the metro. So that means that we have a lot of work to do here on the reservation. I think that a lot of Native Vote The Native Vote work that I did in 2012 was here at Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, and we had went ahead and registered 2,500 people that year. I haven't worked for Native Vote as a director since 2012. I've been an employee with the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe since then, but I still do a lot of volunteering on the side. So one of the things that I've done this year is put reinstate the Native Vote Alliance of Minnesota. We've been kind of just, it's just been a lying dormant for a few years. Some of our board members that we have today are Veronica Smith. She's a Fond du Lac member. And Eva Wilson, who represents Leech Lake. Tidra Starkovich, who is a Boys Fort member. Suzanne Wise, who is a Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe member. Pam Aspinwall, who is representing White Earth. And we have Dana Logan, who's representing Grand Portage. So as these board members have decided to come on board this year, it's mostly to get out the Native Vote in a nonpartisan effort with Native Vote Alliance Minnesota. So that's basically where we're at. Most of our tribal lands here at Leech Lake are mail-in balloting. However, some of the tribal lands I've talked with Veronica Smith from Fond du Lac, and Veronica says that one of her precincts, Brookston, used to be a terrible place because they had a long drive over a river to go and get to go place their vote at the polling site. They have since switched to mail-in balloting. So we're talking some ways that we can get information out to people who live in Brookston and who live in areas where they're not familiar with mail-in balloting, how they can easily access and get registered. And I think here in the Bemidji area, I've talked with a few people from Bemidji who would like to go ahead and do on-site registration. So someone would set up a table or a chair in a public place in Bemidji, Minnesota, and just register voters. So that's one of the couple of the things that we've been working on as far as that goes. Now I'm going to take my Native Vote Alliance Minnesota hat off, and I'm going to talk as Sally Finde, a registered voter here in the tribal lands. I personally believe that Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, and with its mail-in precincts, that we've got a really good head start on this. This opportunity has been a great opportunity for us living in the tribal lands, but it was imposed upon us as a way to disenfranchise us as voters. So I think a lot of the work that we did in 2012, you know, to get registered voters here in the tribal lands is going to be an opportunity for us this year. And one of the other things that I want to say is that the people that live in the districts where they may have different opportunities to get to the polling sites, like, for instance, people that live in Bena, Minnesota, which is about 60 miles from Walker, which is the Cass County seat, county seat is there. That's a 60-mile run one way for a person if they're going to run down to Walker and vote, if they're going to deliver packages or deliver their ballots to the voting polling site on election day. That's a long drive. So we'll be working with not only getting some refrigerator stickers to people to help them to identify the dates when they really need to get involved, and then also telephone numbers of local people that they can call when they have questions. So that's about it. Thank you.
Wow, that's a lot. Wow, that's exciting news. And we are up in the deep north, too, with Nancy Bolio of Rock the Vote Native Style. So that's exciting that we're all trying to cover this ground. And you've been at it with Native Voice Alliance of Minnesota for a long time. So it's really great to hear that you're working up there in the deep north. And I just want to give you a personal pinigigi thank you.
It's Native Vote Alliance of Minnesota.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I did write that.
Okay. I get, you know, and I just want to state, too, that some of the information that I just spouted out about the population of Indian people here in Minnesota, I got that from a website called www.mncompass.org. So that's a great place to get information if anybody's looking for information in the with the American Indian people in Minnesota. And yes, I do know Nancy. Hi, Nancy. I'm glad we're all working for the same effort. Thank you.
Right. And I was just waiting for my opportunity to tell you how much I appreciate your diligence and your commitment to include our Native people in voter registration and showing up. And I feel as Rock the Vote, you know, a Northern organizer for Rock the Vote Native Style, that we can really help fill in the gaps as partners in this great work that we do. And so we need to touch base a little bit more following today. And again, like, You know, we're willing to put our boots on the ground. We're willing to go door knock in the middle of nowhere. So if there's any way we can help the work in Leech Lake, we're more than happy to do that. So, again, we appreciate you, and thanks for all you do.
Miigwech, Nancy.
Thank you so much, Sally. That was Sally Findlay with the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe and with Native Vote Alliance Minnesota. We're really happy, and hopefully we can hear from her again before the election. Let's take a short break. You're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style here on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We'll be right back after this short break.
We are Alusa Nation.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Join us for New Beginnings, Saturday mornings at 11, brought to you in part by Vision Loss Resources.
Next time on Philosophy Talk, citizenship and justice.
It's all about justice. As long as you're a citizen, you're entitled to exactly the same rights as everyone else. It's a recipe for non-discrimination.
What if you're not a citizen?
You can apply.
And get turned away at the border? Why should justice depend on the random fact of where you're born?
Citizenship and justice. Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about the joy of live fire cooking. Cooking over a live fire is the oldest and most basic form of cooking.
What's new is in the way fire is handled and its heat is managed.
It's easier to experience and enjoy the smell and taste of food cooked over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs live fire grills, fire pits, and ovens. Let us help you experience the smell, the taste, the fun of cooking with fire.
Pizza was first made and is still best made in an open fire oven. The radiant and conductive heat of a live fire is unmatched for wood roasting and baking artisan breads too.
Come see the many ways you can cook over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces strives to maintain a healthy environment for their customers and employees. They invite you to visit weekdays 9:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 9:30 to 4. You'll find an uncrowded and comfortable social space to learn about Woodland Stoves' many indoor and outdoor fireplace products. More at woodlandstoves.com. Join Stonewall DFL, the LGBTQ caucus of the DFL, in celebrating 40 years of solidarity, a virtual event on Thursday, September 17th at 7 p.m. featuring Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and local community leaders. Support Stonewall's work to elect LGBTQ and allied DFLers across Minnesota to win the Minnesota Senate and pass a pro-LGBTQ agenda in 2021. Register for free at mnstonewalldfl.org.
We are Alusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Rock the Vote Native Style here on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. I'm here with Nancy Bolio, just a organizer up in the deep north, up north in Bemidji 350 and Rise, and also co-producer of this show. Wow, what an exciting interview that was. She had a lot of great information, huh, Nance?
Right, and it's always good to know that we have other relatives out there committing to making sure that we show up to vote and why it's important for us to vote. And like I mentioned before, you know, there's always strength in numbers, and this is one of the best times that we can get together and make a difference, and then again follow up with some civic engagement afterwards to hold the candidates, to hold their feet to the fire, you know, because if they're out campaigning on certain values, well, let's make that happen. And again, it's just been a great space this election cycle here, and meeting all these great candidates, especially our Native ones, and our non-Native candidates that we endorsed in Minnesota 350, they align with our values. And you know, I appreciate everyone that can give what they got and then some, because we're seeing a lot of that right now.
Exactly. Hey, before we grab this next guest, could you tell us a little bit about Tim and the great things that happened this weekend again?
Oh, sure. Tim Sumner is a Red Lake band member. He is running for Beltrami County Commissioner. And I want to say Ward 2. I could be wrong on the ward. But anyway, is the incumbent, and he has more than on one occasion, on many occasions, had spoken out for our people and our needs. And so, again, we need to show up here in Beltrami County. If you're in Tim's district, you need to show up and vote for him. And, you know, this Friday is kind of a nerve-wracking day for us folks up north here. We got Trump coming into town. And so we're trying to make a shout-out to all of our relatives that are close to bring your drums and bring your good prayers and positive attitudes, and let's remind Trump that we're still here, and let's stand in solidarity and make the good trouble. Let's be here, Robert. We're still here.
That's
so
right.
Show up.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, hey. And there's actually more than one scheduled event for that day. I know our Revolution Bemidji is coordinating some of the Native side of the get-together, and then we have our indivisible groups, our DFL people doing more of the Biden support and voter registration on that same day, because we know a lot of people are going to come out and, you know, react to Trump coming to town. But to be more proactive, we really need to do the census. We need to register to vote, and we need to show up to vote, because if we don't do those things, we're going to be stuck with Trump for another 4 years, and the best way to get rid of them is show up at the polls.
Right, at least four, because I think he wants to be the king of the world, so we have to really show up, like you said. Hey, without any further ado, let's get Tim Sumner on, and welcome to Rock the Vote Native Style, Tim.
Hey, Robert, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. We wish to Nancy as well for reaching out and inviting me. I look forward to today's show, and you know, I guess speaking on the importance of voting, I mean, I think we're all aware that, you know, this is probably the most important election that we've all been a part of, and you know, we really need to get the Native vote out there and ensure that, you know, our issues are being heard. And, you know, we're talking about Trump coming to Bemidji. You know, I think, you know, now isn't you know, the best time for such a divisive person, you know, to come to Bemidji, because, you know, we already have, you know, so much division up here, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, we're how this is going to play out. And I think one thing for sure is, you know, Bemidji's going to need a good smudge after Friday.
Oh, gosh, for sure.
So, you know, you know, speaking of the you know, presidential election, yeah, I don't think I can really stress enough the importance of getting out there. I mean, we, you know, Trump has the, you know, could have the ability to you know, appoint one or two another Supreme Court justices, and mm-hmm. You know, that could be dangerous for Indian country. So, I mean, you know, I understand people, you know, have their size and, you know, might not, you know, agree with Biden. You know, I don't, you know, 100%, but, you know, I mean, thinking about the future of Indian country is, you know, my reasoning for getting out there and wanting to make sure that, you know, I vote. You know, also, I think, you know, just as important as voting is census. You know,
yeah.
You know, we need to complete our count. You know, make sure that, you know, we're welcoming you know, the door knockers. You know, to fill out our census and make sure that, you know, we're getting the resources that, you know, that are needed. You know, in Indian country, a lot of times, you know, our issues are the same, you know, with each reservation, but, you know, we do have some unique differences. So it's important that, you know, we're counted, accurately counted, you know, kind of I'd say, but we're, you know, we're kind of dependent on a lot of the services. This money could go a long ways on you know, providing services for housing, homeless, you know, the list goes on and on. So I want to make my plug for people to complete the census. I know Red Lake, you know, our numbers are pretty low, but this past week, you know, we're trying to make a really strong push to make sure that, you know, our numbers are increasing, you know, day after day. So I'm hopeful, you know, hopeful.
That's great. And I want to ask you and Nancy something, or make a statement and then have you guys respond. You know, when 45, second day he became president, he signed the bill for Standing Rock to proceed and no DAPL, DAPL to Dakota Access Pipeline to start drilling again. And then also just earlier this year, he tried to delist one of the oldest tribes in the country. Those are two reasons why we should get out the vote, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, I think our issues are, you know, are really important. You know, and sometimes, you know, we get lost in our thinking of you know, why we should vote. But those are two great examples of why, you know, we need to vote.
Exactly.
Right, and I would think too, you know, what we fail to look at a lot of times is we just see that voting for the president is one of the only things that could matter. It's really going to change things around, but we have to remind ourselves that local and state elections are just as important, because some of these even nonpartisan positions, they still favor the Trump agenda, and they might not always, you know, vocally, publicly say that, but we can tell by the resolutions they put forth and some of the issues they ignore. And we see this here in Beltrami County. And so I want to remind people that our local elections, you know, showing up voting for people like Tim Sumner and Audrey Thayer, that does matter, because these communities are ours, and we want to make sure that our environmental and racial justice starts here. And so I want to remind people too, and we have a lot of work to do in 2022, and we have to prepare for that. And we need to spend just as much time in our primary elections that we do in our general elections, because if we don't support our candidates that align with our values in the primary election in August, they won't be on that ballot when it comes November 3rd. So we've lost if we don't show up at the primary and support the wonderful people that align with our values.
That's right. And Tim, you know, we need to support you too. Is there anywhere we can send our people to donate some money or make some phone calls for you? Do you have a website, Facebook page?
My Facebook page is Tim Sumner, Beltrami County Commissioner, or else, you know, my personal page, you know, Tim Sumner. You know, I don't have a website. You know, but Facebook is my go-to, you know, if anybody has any questions or, you know, would like to donate, you know, don't hesitate to get in contact with me. But, you know, I think, you know, there are other races, you know, locally that could also use, you know, some finances, such as Dan Jourdain for, you know, City Council and Bemidji, Audrey Thayer for City Council. So, I mean, I would much rather focus those efforts on them than myself. I feel good going into November 3rd, but, you know, it's something that I never take for granted.
Wow. Well, I really, really, really appreciate you spending some time with us on Rock the Vote Native Style. And any last words for Tim, Nancy?
No, I just want to thank him for his continued service and his. He was at this Rock the Vote on Sunday up in Red Lake, and it's just nice when our candidates can show up and be a part of these events. And this is how we get to know our candidates. And so, again, Tim, I wish you all the good luck in the world. I don't think you need a whole lot, but we just need your people to come forward and make sure they show up. So, appreciate your efforts and your time and your big heart.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate it. Sorry I got to leave so soon, but you got the county board meeting here shortly.
Well, keep up the great work, and thank you for being on Rock the Vote Native Style. Hey, we'll be right back after this short break with Alan Roy. You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
If you have a painting project, you should consider hiring Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration Company. We've been awarded nationally for craftsmanship, are highly professional, responsive, and fairly priced. If you feel overwhelmed by starting a painting project, we make it easy from start to finish. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. There is a difference. Our professionalism sets us apart. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavic.com to learn more.
Hi, Matt McNeil from AM 950. Toyota is making the best vehicles on the market today. The Highlander, RAV4, Camry, Sienna, all their models are sensational, designed for the driver. Once you realize which Toyota vehicle is best for you, the next step is to head over to the best Toyota dealership in Minnesota, Rudy Luther Toyota. And right now, Rudy Luther Toyota is offering 0% financing for 60 months to qualified buyers on the 2020 Corollas, Camrys, Avalons, and RAV4s. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis.
Even though these are challenging times, All Energy Solar is still committed to providing you a cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy system through their zero-contact protocol. Solar remains a great value and long-term investment, but some of the incentive programs will be expiring soon. All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process. They can evaluate your property by phone or webinar, and can even complete preliminary design work without visiting your home. So start saving on your energy bill today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Hey, Cudgy to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilot's Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today, to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Peeny Gee, and thank you for your support.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 83. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 71. And Thursday, sunny with a high around 62. If your home may have sustained damage from the recent summer storms we had, call Snap Construction, one of the most well-reviewed window, siding, and window companies. They stand behind their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty and can walk you through the entire insurance process. Get your free estimate today by calling Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP.
Rock the Vote Native Style here on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I'm here with Nancy Bolio. And Nancy, what the heck? This is another great show, a great guest so far here, right? Nance, are you there?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always a good lineup of our candidates. And, you know, I wanted to reflect a little bit what Tim said, that we don't always agree with our candidates, but we always have to remind ourselves that there is work to do, and we do that by educating each other and coming to the table and agree to disagree and get past those differences to work towards the common good for all of us. So, you know, this is how elections just play out. You know, one person doesn't support one candidate, they want to throw it out there in the most negative way that they see, but I just think that we have to somehow keep positive, because I'm going to tell you right now, and it's always better not to have Trump or any of his elected officials that follow the Trump agenda, because right now, like Tim mentioned too, this is probably the most important election of our lifetime, and if we don't show up and support the candidates that we can work with, then we ain't going to have nothing. and it's just only going to get worse. And like Tim also mentioned, there's so much division up north up here right now within those two parties. It's like we were supposed to work towards a common good under our treaty responsibility, because treaties are nonpartisan. So regardless of what party you identify with, that there should be a common good. And those are, one, to be a good neighbor, and two, to be a good steward of the earth. And we need to get back to that. And so I think every candidate that I've worked with agree to learn more and want to work towards, you know, that environmental and racial justice based around treaty responsibility. So, yeah, that conversation is going to carry well into past the election with our grant that we received up north here for $10,000. I call it the $10,000 conversation piece, but basically it's what is the transition to environmental and racial justice look like based around treaty responsibility. So we're really excited for that, and we're waiting for the new candidates to come in and be sworn and move that work forward. So at that moment, then they're going to understand there is a responsibility and they need to listen a whole lot more.
Yeah, definitely. I think once the election's over, we're going to still have to really push and push and pull with the people that have won, too. So it's exciting. It's also one of the exciting things, too, and it leads up to our next guest, is that we have so many statewide candidates now. We have a few more statewide candidates that are Native American. We have Heather Keeler up in a district running for a house up in district, I believe, one. And then we have our next guest, and then we also have Mary Kunish, who's running now for senator as being a House representative for 4 years. Now she's going to transition as a state senator.
Right, and you know what we're learning from this election is that we can show up and hold these offices. We just need to know how, and we also need to be inspired by the other people, you know, like our guests that come onto our show, that they're showing up and they're being courageous by willing to stand out for our people and to show up and create legislation that is going to benefit all of the people, especially our people, because our words have fallen on deaf ears for far too long, and we got to change that.
Well, our next guest here sounds like he's a bridge maker, and he wants to bridge both sides and become one country again. And I want to throw out, hey, Alan, welcome to what show is this now? Rock the Vote Native Style, Alan. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, really, thanks for being on again. And why don't you give us an update of what's going on? I am, like, on Facebook, and it seems like every minute somebody's endorsing you. Do you want to talk about your new endorsements at all?
Sure. Thanks. I love Facebook. Facebook is a great way to get in touch with people and get the word out really quick. But yes, we've received a flurry of endorsements these past couple weeks. And, you know, we've been endorsed by Leech Lake, Band of Ojibwe. We've been endorsed by Fond du Lac. We've been endorsed by Boys Fort. We've been endorsed by the Shakopee Middle-Washington Sioux. We've been endorsed by Prairie Island. And now more recently, just last night, I got word that we were endorsed by Red Lake Nation. And so we've got a lot of support out there. A lot of community members, tribal elders have come forward and endorsed me publicly here in the community up in White Earth. And we are feeling very good. We're feeling very strong. I can tell you this past weekend we had a meet and greet fundraiser with a special guest, Representative Colin Peterson. At that meet and greet, Colin Peterson endorsed me. I had Chairwoman Irma Visner there, who endorsed me. Chairman Doyle Turner was there, Representative Greta Saylor, Rod Skoy. They all stepped forward and then supported our campaign. And the thing is when you talk about being a bridge maker, that's really how I see myself. I am in state politics, I'm right in the middle, right down the middle. I rarely swing to the edges of the spectrum, on the political spectrum. It really depends on the issues for me, right? And what really shapes my opinion is meeting the people, the communities, the community members, and having those active discussions. As Nancy can attest, on my service on the Tribal Executive Committee, I've been at times one of the only board members that will stand up and fight for one issue because I sat and I listened to what the community was saying. And so that's the type of leadership that we need at the legislature, somebody that's willing to take the time to learn the issues, that's willing to stand up and fight for the people, and also at the same time take a look at where everyone and everything is at. And I think that's a quality a lot of military officers have. It's something mm-hmm. that they train us to do, is to think globally. We look at all areas and what's being done over here, what's happening over there, and we look at things in a global strategic view, and we try to figure out what's going to have the best impact for the people. And so I'm running for state senate. I hope to earn your guys' support. I'm excited. Oh, also, I almost forgot. We just passed the $50,000 mark for fundraising, which is a huge deal for a first-time candidate in Senate District 2. I don't think anyone has ever raised such amount of money as a first-time candidate. Not in a long time, that's for sure. And so we're really excited.
That's awesome. You know, one of the things a long time ago when we first spoke to each other, you said something that really, really resonates with me, and it's also about the building the bridges. I'm going to destroy the quote, but you say you meet people where they're at, and I think that's really resonated with me about everything. That's a really good quote.
It is. It's understanding where people are at, what they're going through, what do they need, what's going on in their lives, and quite literally being a resource and an ally for them. Now, sometimes being a resource and an ally means also to hold people accountable. It also means, you know, having that tough conversation, because we're not going to agree on everything. But what we can find often is on a lot of the tough issues, we can find some common ground. And I think that's the type of leadership we need.
Exactly. Nance, do you have anything to say to Alan?
Well, I just want to thank Alan, too, for his work in running for Senate District 2A, I believe. Could be wrong there. But, me and Alan have known each other for quite some time now, and him and I agree to disagree as well, and we don't always agree on everything. But like he said, we can work for a common good, and it's like building that bridge, you know. It's like maybe falling apart for now, but how are we going to meet to rebuild that bridge? And we have to rebuild sometimes in order to get where we're at. And it doesn't mean that, you know, to get upset and say, I don't want to have that conversation. Those are the hard conversations that we've been avoiding for far too long. And this is part of the reason why we are where we're at. And so, yes, it could be difficult at times, and sometimes we don't always agree, but I think through it all that we can work towards something good, and that's what I found with Alan, is that we do have his support. We have support from the White Earth Tribal Council as well, and I just love the idea that they opened up the people's meeting, so there's just not the RBC meeting, but there's the people's meeting, because they're trying to reach out to the people, and what are those needs? Because community is important. If your community is not healthy, they're not willing to show up and vote. They're not willing to show up and protest in a good way. We need to take care of each other before we can move forward. And I think this is the conversation that we just had yesterday, and it was just crazy how Alan touched on it today, but it's very true. We got to make resources available, and we got to allow our people to come to the table and be a part of those discussions, and regardless how difficult the conversation might be. So, again, thank you, Alan, for all you've done, and we appreciate who you are.
Thank you so much, Nancy. I also do want to say something, Robert, about Nancy, is that she is a very, very passionate community member, and she advocates for what she believes in. And that's a rare quality that you will find in any sort of the work that we do. Because oftentimes, you know, that work goes unrecognized. It goes, people might perceive it a certain way. But those that really understand the way work actually gets done, we come to appreciate that type of passion. And so I do want to thank you for all that you're doing, Nancy.
You're welcome. I appreciate the kudos, and I show up because I care, and I show up because our people matter. So thank you again for listening when we get the opportunity to work together, and good luck in your campaign.
Thank you so much. Go to www.royforsd2.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Alan Roy for State Senate. Don't be afraid. Go to Act Blue. We're on Act Blue. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask for some contributions and donations. Please consider making a contribution. We're in a heavily red district. We feel that we can win this election, but, you know, these elections cost money. And we're a very humble campaign. We're moving forward in a good way. And I do want to say chi mi gwich, Robert, for having us on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, pini gigi. You know, I just want to say this before I go, too, is if this doesn't matter, but I really endorse you, too. You've been a straight shooter ever since I met you, and you're one of the up-and-coming young politicians in the state, and you're native, so I support you.
Thank you so much. Mi gwich.
Uh-huh. Hey, let's take a break here. You're listening to... What are you listening to? We're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style. I almost forgot what show I was on. Here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
The Electric Fetus is now open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There are limits to the number of people allowed in the store, and masks are required. Web and phone orders are available for curbside pickup. The Electric Fetus is buying used vinyl and DVDs and some CDs. Stop in or email info at electricfetus.com. Visit electricfetus.com for all the latest info and to shop for music, gift department merchandise, and gift cards. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Crooner's Supper Club is leading the Twin Cities back to live performances this summer with two new distance-safe outdoor dinner show options. The popular Lakeside Drive-In concerts will continue with new shows added throughout the summer. And not to be outdone, Crooner's is also introducing a new Lakeside Cafe in its outdoor patio space designed to offer a more intimate, distance-safe outdoor dinner show experience. So head to Crooner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65 this summer for some delicious food and great music. Make your reservations now at croonersmn.com.
Better Futures Minnesota's Reuse Warehouse has big news. We have a brand new online store. Check out reusebfm.com. This is a great way to see what we carry in the Reuse Warehouse. Appliances, building materials, kitchen and bath fixtures, lighting, flooring, lumber, heating and cooling items. Don't miss the beautiful benches and COVID safety shields that are hand-built using reclaimed wood from our deconstruction projects. Check out reusebfm.com. That's reusebfm, as in betterfuturesminnesota.com.
We are a loose nation.
To Rock the Vote Native Style here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We're wrapping up this show. Nancy, I just got to tell you, I don't think you're on Facebook Live, but I have every Native Vote Counts t-shirt on, and I'm rocking the vote here in St. Paul.
Wow, so I guess you received your mail, and I don't mean to make you jealous or anything, Robert, but we got brand new shirts here up in northern Minnesota, and they are beautiful. They are actually our imaging off of our Facebook page and our website. So we have strong, strong messaging with our shirts. And we also got two yard signs that say Rock the Vote Minnesota native style. So if you show up to one of our events, our branding is there because we have our shirts on and we have our yard signs. And so we're excited giving out our shirts. We just had some drawings at our last event and people were excited to win them. And we also have hoodies too, Robert. So I plan on keeping you and your wife warm. So I will send you some so you can help share our beautiful branding that you and our crew helped design. So yes, it's a reflection of who we are and we're going to rock that vote native style. And so these shirts are really awesome. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
Can anyone purchase them on Rock the Vote Native Style Facebook page? Is that coming up on there too? Because we have to pay for shipping. Is there any way for we can do that? Maybe we should have a meeting about that before I bring it up.
Right.
And how about we need to talk a little bit about the census just before we leave the show here, how important it is and how important our native relatives really need to sign up. And if you can't sign up for yourself, sign up for somebody else that's less fortunate. And I think that's really, you know, some of our teachings as Native Americans is that we really, you know, when people come to your house, what do? You feed them. You know, when people need help, you help them. You know, and that's the way we've been taught, you know, with our seven teachings in some nations. And, you know what I mean, Nance?
Right. And, you know, there's only 15 days to do the census, and that's just 2 weeks away. And we do have some states that are pushing that back and trying to address the Trump administration, because normally we would have until the end of October, and we're in COVID here. So why would you shorten that time when we're obviously under a world pandemic here? And so I think it's just another ploy for Trump to say, you know what, let's shrink their dollars to their communities, shorten the time that they can respond to this. And, you know, that's really scary because, again, these federal dollars are what help fund our communities, our Indian health services, and all these things that our people depend on to, you know, have good health and housing needs and educational needs. So, again, you only got 15 days. And then we also want to remind the people, too, that there's early voting starting on Friday, September 18th. So our crew up here in northern Minnesota on Rock the Vote Native Style, we are going to do a live feed and educate people and remind people that, hey, early voting starts today and this is how you do it. And we're going to have a guest with us who's running for city council, and he's a non-native guest. But again, we have these non-native folks that really align with us and that care about us. And so we're going to give Michael Mealhouse that space, and he's on the Bemidji City Council. And so he's going to be our guest that day, and he's going to be wearing one of those awesome T-shirts too, Robert. Yeah. And so,
I'm going to get I'm going to be jelly down here. We also have Vice President Biden showing up here in the Twin Cities, so I might not be able to make it up in the deep north because I'll be covering that, trying to get a press pass to go see Uncle Joe. And, you know, we need to support people locally. We need to support all the people that are running up in the deep north. There's Heather Keeler, Heather for House, her website. We have Dan Jourdain, who's up there in the deep north, too. It's an exciting time to be. And I just want to say that it looks really good. The last couple polls have been 50% to 40% for Biden over Trump, and another one was 49 to 40. But what we have to pay attention to is we want to win more by 10%. We want to win by 12. If we win by 12%, we're going to be a blue state again in the House and in the Senate here in Minnesota.
Right, and just having our Native American population show up can make that happen. And we've seen that, you know, in the governor's race to South Dakota and that low margin of win there. But if the Native people of North Dakota really rallied up and showed up at the polls, it would be a whole different situation right now. And we know Governor Noem out of South Carolina is a Trump fan, and that's what we're really trying to avoid, people that follow that Trump agenda. And, you know, it's really, really scary times right now, but I'm also looking forward to the positive things that we do. Just like yesterday, I had an opportunity to do a little Treaty 101 and we're all treaty people and why treaties matter presentation to our Beltrami County DFL unit. And, you know, that's a good start. It was actually my first live presentation. I was a bit nervous, but, you know, there was people that were welcomed into that space in a good way. They felt that, you know, they learned something yesterday, and this is something we have to continue. And just being in that space yesterday, my text phone or my text messages, I got, please call me now. We have $1,000 to donate to Rock the Vote because we appreciate what you guys do. So if we don't show up in these spaces and engage in conversation and make things happen, things will never happen. And luckily, just showing up yesterday, got an extra $1,000, and it's like wonderful. So yeah, that really helps us when we get the money and the support from our candidates and our allies and the spaces that you give us on Robert's radio stations and webinars. So we look forward to sharing more as the time quickly goes by. Again, I think we only have like, what, 49 days?
Yep.
Till November 3rd?
Yep. But, you know, I feel really good about things, but we can't be complacent. We need to really push it. We really need to, like what you're doing, is registering and helping people vote and rocking the vote and getting the word out there on how important it is. We can't fall asleep like we did in 2016, because we had over 34 million people who did not vote in 2016 that voted in the previous election for Obama. And we had a good comeback in 2018, but we really, really need a great comeback, because it's going to be hard to remove somebody who's been saying it's fake news ever since the beginning of his presidency. And even when he won, he said it was fake news, and I'd agree with him then.
we got to remind ourselves that, you know, when we don't show up to the polls, we could end up with Trump again for the next 4 years. And that's what we learned from last election, is that we do need to show up this time, because it does matter. And I think just creating all these wonderful spaces and talking about it, I think we're going to have a good voter turnout.
Yep.
We look forward to getting our boots on the ground, and they have to visit us at www.nativevote-mn.org, or they got to go to 2020census.gov and make sure they're filling out these things and making it happen, because
all right, thank you, Nancy. All right, we're going to rock the vote native style. We'll see you soon. We'll see you next week. Peace.